starts right now.
Pensacola. That's right. Just whoa! Woo! It's time to wake up.
Yes.
Yeah. 5:10 this morning here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off, and so it is Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David.
Good morning.
Hi, Pirate Bobby.
Yeah. Are there, matey? We're gonna do the whole show with a pirate voice
like pirate
today.
Pirate Steve, but he's Pirate Bobby.
Yeah, you missed the whole Pirate Shakespeare thing on Monday.
Yeah, but Pirate Steve.
I don't know who Pirate
Who's
Steve is.
Who's Pirate Steve?
From Dodgeball.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
Oh,
on
that
the
was
Ocho.
Very good. Yes, yep. yes. I should Wow. Shame on me.
Yeah, okay. That was the moment that...
It was, yes.
We all could have had.
Sorry.
Oh, Pirate Steve! You're the rightest, yes. Jenna. You're the best.
Make it up for it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Too bad we don't have a delay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just dump it and let's go back to where we
Pirate
started.
Pirate Steve, so, good one.
Yeah, we had this whole thing on Monday where I realized when I was helping Allie audition for Shakespeare Festival and I was trying to help her do it in different voices. Remember I was telling you, because I didn't share this part. I was trying to get her to do Shakespeare in the Princess Bride
Deans?
Voice.
Oh,
no.
Like marriage.
Yeah. Marriage is what brings us here totally. Together today. And I wanted her to do Shakespeare in that.
That's pretty good.
And she
was okay, but also creepy.
And she was like, no, I won't do that. And then somehow I stumbled on doing it in a pirate voice, doing Shakespeare in a pirate voice. And then I realized Shakespeare's actually a pirate. Because everything you read in Shakespeare in a pirate voice sounds better.
Watch this, Jenna. Hamlet.
Are there, matey? To be or not to be? That is the question.
See?
Like that just, is, yeah.
Everything you do. You pull out Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah,
you can pull out Macbeth. Anything you pull out, you're like, we need a Shakespeare pirate movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, like everything is.
Listen up, Fort Walton Beach. Billy Bowlegs. Oh, it can be Bobby Bowlegs.
Oh, actually,
that's kind of.
Nope, I heard that when I said it. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty bow-legged, so.
That was funny. Yeah. She totally, like, iced you without even meaning to.
She didn't even mean to, but she definitely got it. Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, definitely my gosh.
It. What, bow-legs? I don't even know what that is. There's, like, a pirate festival over in Fort Walton called Billy Bow-legs.
You can put a dodgeball, speaking of you can put a dodgeball between my knees with my feet closed.
You don't look like you have bow legs. I've watched you walk.
I'm bow-legged.
Not like a creepy way.
I don't have like
look at Bobby.
Broken
look
hips.
At him walking with those legs, right?
I'm not walking like walking with broken hips. Like no, just bow legged. My very dramatic Italian mom thinks it's because I learned to walk too early. So,
well then maybe you could head that pirate festival. That'd be awesome.
It could. 79 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high, back hot again. In the mid to upper 90s, so it's going to be a hot one. And speaking of weather, we got a few things when it comes to weather. First, I'll start with Maui, and then Jenna has an update on Canada. Death toll continues to rise in what has now become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. Death toll now up to 111 lives, and of course, they're still looking for more people, so that's very unfortunate. Roughly 2,000 people are still without power as well, so going over a week now without power over there. Estimates on the cost for repairs, now approaching $7 billion in recovery. So that's rough right there. So that's the wildfire update there, Jenna.
So in Canada, we're switching gears. You know, we remember back at the beginning of the summer where we had the Canadian fires. It brought heavy smoke and really poor air quality conditions to the Northeast. And some of it even traveled to the eastern part of Florida eventually. Yeah. I don't think
I remember we would see the pictures from New York City and stuff where it was just
terrifying.
Like red and orange.
It looked apocalyptic. And now we're shifting back from, you know, we're still focusing on the Maui fires and the recovery effort. and how that's kind of going. And I want to kind of make a comment on that. I don't know if you have seen that it's a little bit sad, and I know it's just the beginning of the efforts, but right now, on average, the surviving family is only getting between $700 to $1,000 just to help them at first. And in comparison, I'm just going to go ahead and say, with our country, where we go and we filter money out to other countries and efforts, it's a little bit sad, and again, just shows you we don't have our mind in the right places and our priorities.
How much did you say?
They're only getting about $700 on average.
They got more than that during Ivan.
I know. This is the beginning, so I'm trying to throw a bone and understand that FEMA still has to do more work. There's more nonprofits that are going to go in. But when it comes down to it, we've sent billions of dollars to Ukraine. We should have that type of money stored up and stocked up for emergencies like this in our country.
Yes.
End of story. And then shifting to the Canadian wildfires. Now, there are still active wildfires in Canada. People kind of, you know, once it's not a major news headline, we tend to shift our focus elsewhere.
Yeah, once it's not making New York City red or orange anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was actually up in that area about a month ago, and there were certain days that we chose to not be outside because of the air quality. So it does still have an impact here in America, in the States, just not here, obviously, in Northwest Florida. Well, in Canada, there have been such bad blazes that now they have evacuated 20,000 people. This is in the city of Yellowknife. It's the capital of the Northwestern Territories.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, well, they can't just say, like, you know, the state of New Jersey. Like, right? They have to make it a little bit difficult. But I'm not trying to, you know, put fire on fire. So Shane Thompson, he's the territory's environment and climate change minister. They have a minister of climate change. Let that sink in. Listen to me. He ordered residents, don't say anything yet, to get out on Wednesday. And they thought, okay, if we get everybody out, we'll be able to get it under control. Well, they haven't been able to get it under control. And pretty much right now, they're hoping for rain by today to help stop the fires from burning this city. So
and this is the capital of the Northwest Territories that's having to be evacuated because of these.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
20,000 people. How many people?
Wait, 20,000? That's it? That's the capital? The capital only has 20,000 people? Tallahassee has more people than that. And this is the capital of Florida, not the territories.
But again, I don't think they're evacuating the entire city, the entire area.
Oh, I see. Just 20,000 people need to be evacuated.
Yeah.
So,
again,
I overreacted for no reason. I apologize.
Wildfires going on an island out in the Pacific. Wildfires going on in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Then switching gears to California. So we're switching back to the Pacific.
Yep.
And we're just sticking on the topic of hurricanes. And if you'd like to comment.
Bad weather.
Yeah, bad weather. Sorry. We're great right now, other than the heat here, right? Praise God. 850-437-1620. It's at 518 this morning at News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr with Bobby Rossi and Candy here for the Pensacola Morning News. Andrew will be back on Monday. Officials in California are beginning to warn that Hurricane Hilary, which was just became like a category one in the past couple of days, is now predicted to advance to a category four by today. What does this mean? Obviously, you know, California, what do they prepare for? Wildfires.
Droughts. Yeah.
Okay. Droughts. I just lost my train of thought.
Earthquakes.
Thank you. Yeah. They don't prepare for hurricanes, right? And when you have heavy droughts, which they usually do, and that couples with something like a hurricane, that is a recipe for mudslides, landslides, ton of disasters, right? So this is definitely not great news. And, you know, if you have any form of faith or anything where you can just pray, we don't need another disaster with this going on in Maui. We have also, you know, continually our efforts in Ukraine, which we'll cover coming up later on in the show this morning. Yes, we do have new developments with that, but this is just more things for our country to handle. And so my hope is that it doesn't happen and it kind of fizzles out, but we're going to continue to watch this in the area. The good news is, though, Bobby, that the hurricane that was in the Gulf
Oh, the storm system that was in the Gulf. Yeah, that one's completely disappeared. So no chance of it developing into anything nefarious.
Right.
However, the one that there's one right above or right outside of Cuba now that's headed into the Gulf. That one has a 30% chance of formation over the next 7 days. The other two we were watching yesterday, where one of them had they both had about a 60% chance of formation. One of them's dropped down to 40% chance of formation, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But the other one has increased to a 70% chance of formation within the next 7 days. 50% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. That's headed to just the middle of the Atlantic, so hopefully it just stays out there. Yeah. And yet now we got another one that has popped up out there in the Atlantic north of South America with a 20% chance. So we've got now four systems out there that are just kind of brewing that might develop into something, and they might not. It might just kind of fizzle out. So one more story related, going back
to... Oh, is it more good news about the weather?
This is more good... This is
just kidding.
Going back to...
It's not the greatest... I know. And by the way, that Hurricane Hillary it looks like it could head right towards Los Angeles.
Yeah, so they're trying to...
sit back and think about it, the homeless population in Southern California, it's not. It's really not good.
Yeah, but the government already has a plan in place. They're going to have Obama move down there because Obama was effective at stopping Hillary, so... Spam and Hormel are teaming up.
Sorry, just making sure your mic's still on. Just kidding. Sorry. So Spam and Hormel. Great.
Spam and Hormel are teaming up with Convoy of Hope to get spam to the people of Hawaii.
They're spamming them?
Yes, that's right. They're going to spam them with some spam. So, yes, they'd like to try to get...
Haven't those people been through enough already?
You know spam is like super, super... Like, that's a superfood in Hawaii. They love their spam.
Yeah, and in the Philippines, I went to breakfast, and I thought it was just weird-shaped, breakfast ham or Taylor ham, which if you don't know what that is, it's pork roll. It's not. It does not taste the same. And they served it with, rolls and rice, and I was very confused. And eggs.
Very good. So the roots for the island's love for spam products goes back to World War II, when it was served to GIs. By the end of the war, spam products were adopted into the local culture, and now fried spam and rice has become a popular meal, and so spam is teaming up with Hormel in order to get some spam to the people on the island. So there
you go. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I would definitely eat spam if, it came down to it, right? I know people who hurricane prep with spam, by the way.
Yeah. You make it sound like possums.
I was going to say...
If I had to eat spam...
hurricane prep with spam and hurricane prep with corned beef. Ooh, that's some good stuff. Some fried corned beef with some rice.
Bomb.
Yeah, fried corned beef with some rice.
With rice.
So, what do you mean with rice? You got to try it. You throw a little bit of... All right, Philippines meal with like a regular, like every week at least once a week. Fried corned beef... Throw little bits and pieces of Velveeta cheese, and I hate Velveeta cheese, but this is a good way to do it. And then after you make that little hash with some fried onions and fried garlic in it, then you put that on top of rice.
And then,
so good.
When you're done, you write a blank check to your cardiologist.
Oh my God.
You just skip the cardiology appointment. Instead, you write the check to the mortuary. All right, it's Pensacola. Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, Candy, David.
Oh, that's okay.
Speaking of David, we're going to talk to him coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. It's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
We'll be right back. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here we go. Getting you up and going in the morning. Let's go to David over in the newsroom on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Well, there's a little more energy in this room than I'm used to this hour of the morning. That's awesome. Former President Trump looking to delay his federal trial related to election interference until 2026. His attorneys recommended the trial starts in April 2026, which is 2 years longer than the date prosecutors are seeking. A top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island has now resigned. Officials said yesterday that Herman Andaya, the administrator of the county's emergency management agency, cited health reasons for his departure. And the Writers Guild of America still in discussions with Hollywood studios. Yesterday, the WGA met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to continue negotiations, which the strike has now been going on for over 100 days.
Yeah, I saw that Billy Porter, you know who Billy Porter is? The actor, he writes music and stuff too.
I will in a second.
So he's
very flamboyant.
Flamboyant, that's the word I was trying to think of.
I know. Why are you looking at me so desperately?
Because the only word that was coming to my mind was flamer. He's a flamer.
Wow,
and that's the only thing I could think of. And I was trying to think of the politically correct version of that. Geez. And then flamboyant.
Right. But yeah, okay.
He was in the newest Cinderella that was on Amazon Prime. He was the fairy godmother. Yeah. So
he was the Yes.
Yeah. So he has to sell his house apparently due to the writer's strike. Hasn't had enough work coming through and things like that. And so I just saw that was like one of the big stories that came through.
He's had to sell his house. That guy.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. That's a little bit
sad. It is sad. They're just waiting him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to wait it out. Like, let me just wait this out.
There's definitely that entire story and situation goes way deeper than we understand. I have friends, by the way, who live in LA and they are they're actors and they do, you know, small, what do you call that, supporting
Shorts?
Roles.
Oh, right. Supporting roles.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I know them, they have struggled forever. And so they
Yeah, I have a cousin who's a director and he barely gets by.
I mean, she doesn't like own a car. My friend, I mean, she walks dogs during the week just to be able to make her.
Isn't that weird?
My cousin drives Uber.
More money walking dogs for celebrities and wealthy people than she does as an actress for Law and Order.
Yeah. Yep.
She's on Law and Order.
Yes.
See, doesn't that just blow
She's
your
been
mind?
In 2.5 Men.
Unless you're on,
She's
unless
been
you're on this
so many different
level,
movies.
Right? Right.
With, no matter what
them
it is,
next to nothing.
Yeah. Not to mention the residuals. I was seeing like the mother from what is the show that everybody likes with the adopted kids, three kids, Randall and the two twins, and This Is Us. I think is that what it is?
This
yeah.
Is us.
But Mandy Moore makes like sense. Like 98 cents every time an episode or whatever, like a week
Moore?
Or something. Yeah, it was crazy. I was.
I do know that the Parks and Rec cast came out too as well, speaking out about
doesn't
it.
Doesn't
that
slay shocked, you?
That
yeah,
shocks
they should be.
Me.
Yeah, they should be rolling in money.
Yeah, so should we.
Coming up here next, gonna
yeah.
get an update from NASA? No.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Hawaii's attorney general says an independent investigator will be hired to look into the state's wildfire response, and the head of Maui's emergency management agency has resigned.
Herman Andaya is stepping down, citing health reasons. But people have been complaining that Andaya decided not to set off Maui's warning sirens. He said he chose not to because it could have sent people running inland where the fires were burning.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump's legal team is proposing an April 2026 trial date on federal election conspiracy charges. The special counsel's office prosecuting the case has asked for it to start January 2nd, 2024, in 4.5 months.
It's a witch hunt. It's just a continuation of a witch hunt. They want to silence you. They want to silence you.
The former president on Kudlow on Fox Business. The Fulton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office investigating threats now against grand jurors who voted to indict Trump on election charges there. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Frustration and anger over decisions made at the state level regarding black history and psychology education now trickling down to the local level here in Escambia County. During this week's Escambia School Board meeting, many residents turned out to make their voices heard.
I can say with certainty that these lessons that were so vile, so corrupting, that they justify the removal of an entire course made up less than 1% of the entire class. Lessons that are presented in a simple, inoffensive, harmless format. Lessons that were not taught to small children for indoctrination, but to young adults seeking a balanced education.
That speaker asking the school district to reconsider allowing AP psychology. The district announced it would be removing the course due to questions over potential state law violations due to sexual identity and gender topics. Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard says ultimately that decision was made to protect teachers. The execution date now set for a man convicted of killing two Northwest Florida women back in the mid-90s. Michael Dwayne Zack will be executed October 3rd. He was convicted of killing 31-year-old Ravon Kennedy in 1996. She was a bartender on Pensacola Beach. She was found stabbed in her apartment. After being arrested for Kennedy's murder, he also confessed to killing a woman in Okaloosa County on the same day. He was sentenced to the death penalty back in November of 1997. Well, it's been a quiet hurricane season so far, despite weather prediction agencies forecasting for an above-average season. But there are now a few systems in the Atlantic that have a chance of developing, and PPD's Mike Wood says folks should get ready now as the peak of the season approaches. He tells News Radio about a service his department offers for residents in the city.
We have a list, if you want to, which we suggest that you do, to get out when it's time to get out. But you can put yourself, your business, your home on a list, and we will go check on your property as soon as time allows after a storm passes. And that's going to take away a little bit of the anxiety of leaving Pensacola.
And Wood says if you want to get signed up for that program, just call PPD, talk to the desk sergeant. He says they'll also check on elderly residents after a storm, but he encourages folks to find transportation and evacuate in those situations. A law restricting some Chinese residents from buying land in Florida will be allowed to stand. A federal judge rejecting a lawsuit yesterday that was attempting to overturn SB 264. That law took effect last month, and it affects those domiciled in China who are not U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents. Under this law, they're banned from buying agricultural land within 10 miles of a military installation or critical infrastructure in Florida. The judge ruled it did not discriminate because it applies to anyone domiciled in China, regardless of race or where they're from. 534 at News Radio 92.3.
Warm and humid day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. We are going to have temperatures feeling a bit warmer into the triple digits, 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Saturday, hot and humid again, 96 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 76 and clear skies in Pennsylvania. Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Until Monday. So today it's got me, Jenna. I'm me.
Good
me
morning.
Is Bobby.
You are
Jenna.
Jenna. I'm Bobby.
Yes. Exactly.
We have
I'm
Fritz Jenna. McGee over there.
Yes. Oh boy. I'm Fritz McGee.
There is, I didn't get to the story last segment. Just want to hit it real quick. Apparently, tattoos are a new hot party favor at weddings. So you go to somebody's wedding and they got a little tattoo artist over there in the corner just going to.
Do you get their names?
Get your little tattoo on there. Whatever you want. Probably like a butterfly or something like that, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you have a butterfly tattoo?
So. Yeah. Do you have Thug Life? With a butterfly? Thug done life. Butterflies? An old
okay,
English.
Okay, never mind. Let's just stop.
He's got it on his chest.
There
yeah.
So he wears like those white tank tops. I won't call them what other people call them, but like.
Wife beaters?
I don't like that. That's a bad term.
Well,
it is. Spouse assaulters. Look at me and my spouse assaulter. No, that is a horrible
like the way
term
that sounds.
For a wife. That's a horrible term for a t-shirt.
Spice
a tank
assaulter
top.
Sounds like
spouse
suspenders.
Assaulter. Yeah,
those are the suspenders that go along with the wife beater. So you wear the wife beater and wear suspenders,
and then those
so
are
you
the
got
spouse
the wife beater
assaulters.
With spice
yeah.
assaulters.
That's such a horrible spouse phrase assaulters. For just a tank top.
How long would it take to like tattoo everybody at your wedding, though? I feel like that's a big expense. Right.
Then the question is,
not if you all get dots.
But then the question is, what if they get? That's funny. What if they get divorced? Do they pay for the tattoo removal?
Wait, they have to have their friends' names tattooed?
No, just kidding.
Oh,
I would though. Look, some people like once you get one tattoo, you're gonna
get
like 10
million. If I got a memorable tattoo at your wedding, and then you end up divorced, I think you should pay for my tattoo removal.
Absolutely,
I don't want to remember your wedding anymore.
Absolutely.
Right? No. Okay. Guess not. Escambia County Schools are trying to deal with numerous different things. If you like the way you in text,
I'm going to tattoo the word segue on my arm.
437-1620. Was that not a good
segue?
No, that
was
is
great.
What you're saying?
So Escambia County Schools, I know. I know, that is trouble.
There's a new law in Florida. I didn't even know about this when I covered the legislative session. But there's so many. That shows how many bills we have. We have too many bills when you don't even know all of them. But one of them is that cell phones are restricted in Florida's classrooms. And so Northwest schools now are having to make sure they're banning the cell phones in the classroom by law. Like, this isn't just merely like teachers going, you can't have your
okay, wait.
You can't have your cell phone.
This could go two different ways, though, as a parent.
Okay.
One, safety. Like, what if a kid needs to get a hold of their parents, right?
Yeah.
They need to know. I understand, like, why.
Honestly, the very first school shooting thing when I was a news reporter that I ran on, like, I showed up right at the school immediately, was because a coworker of mine got a text from his son and says, I think we have a school shooting situation right here. I literally, like, grabbed the keys, ran, you know, got the news van and drove straight over. I was there before the police were. And sure enough, it was a school shooter situation.
Did you take him down?
No, I recorded the whole thing and then posted it online.
People like you.
Just kidding.
Like, she believed you. He was joking. That
was a joke.
No. I know, because I can see you going in and stopping
actually,
it.
And actually, before I even got there, the math teacher as a male who was a champion high school wrestler in Illinois took down the shooter.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
He distracted him with something else, and then he basically took him, like, body slammed him.
That's amazing.
So safety. So, like, that's how I found out about the school shooting immediately, even before the police did, because a student says, Mom, I think we have a school shooter here.
But how bad are kids now in the classroom with their cell phones that they have
with
to ban them?
Distractions, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just when my nephew was still in school, he just recently graduated, he would share, like, kids just did not respect the teachers whatsoever. They would pull out their cell phones, talk on their cell phones. They would be on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or whatever. And when a teacher would approach them, they would threaten them. So, you know, I can see it going both ways, but it just seems like another
thing. But
here's
the other thing. Isn't what school is for is to help prepare us for life? And what prepares you for life better than, hey, Siri, what's the answer to?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, that's what we do now.
Absolutely. So we should teach our kids how to use the cell phone in a way that will help them succeed in life.
Like cheetah test.
Exactly.
There you are.
You don't need math. You just need to know how to grab a cell phone and know how to input the data into the math.
I totally, like, when I do homework with my kids, or, you know, now I'm homeschooling them, I'm like, you know, I go over into the other room and I just, I'm like, yeah, I'm just doing something. And I Google, please help me how, you know.
No, which is great to learn how to do that. Yeah,
have you seen there's an app that you can just hover. You don't even have to take a picture.
Oh,
you hover the camera over an algebra equation.
Sure.
And so it has all these A's and B's and X, Y's and Z's and all this other stuff. You hover over it and then it goes, this is how you do it. And it just I was like, well, that's amazing.
Yeah. You grew up with computers. Like, I remember my dad taking my calculator away.
I was on the
edge. Calculators.
Oh, sure. Me too.
Yeah.
We had abacuses. No, I'm just kidding.
Abacuses.
Cassios. I had a Casio, but I remember my dad taking it away from me because I was like,
You would get all the answers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but
no,
yes.
But they, like, the calculators were banned when I was in school. I didn't have cell phones when I was in school.
No, I didn't have cell phones in school either, but I mean, we had to, at home doing homework.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, we also use books and everything, and plagiarism was a big deal. Now they're just, like, thankful to get kids to do their homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of books.
So Escambia County, yet again, is making national headlines. So this is from Yahoo News, which I'm not obviously.
I thought this was fake. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
You thought this was fake?
I thought it was a joke.
Okay, so
on Reddit.
Reddit too.
Yeah, and Reddit, we go there. You can just, like, completely pull people apart, right? So Tuesday evening, there was an Escambia County School Board special meeting, obviously. And they have just been completely I don't know, it off the rails when it comes to the books situation. Now, let me back up. If we remember, there were books that were brought to the school board's attention that had possible explicit content or slightly sexual content in the books, right? So if you have smaller ears in your car, just go ahead and move on and you can listen to this later on the podcast. Some of the books were rather racy and scandalous, while others were just like, you know, maybe they're taking it too far. So it became where Escambia County put it into the hands of the parents, you know, which level do you want your kids on when it comes to getting access to the library? Do you want it on restricted? They're only allowed from this certain area. Do you want it on full access or no access at all? Okay. Well, now pictures are surfacing of classrooms in Escambia County where they have zero books in the classrooms at all. Because they say that teachers are saying, now this is teachers that are posting it. This is a picture of my classroom. And I'm friends with many, 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 many teachers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Not just in Escambia County, but all over the country. But Escambia County teachers are showing, we have no pictures in our, or no books in our classroom, excuse me. They're showing a picture of this on social media because we don't want to go through the riffraff to get these books that we want in the classroom approved. And so I guess I'm confused, and Bobby, you can help me with this, as to why isn't there just a master list, and then if certain words or content is in the book, right, then it doesn't, it shouldn't be included. I'll let you take over 1 second. About 2 months ago, I took my daughter, who is was 10 at the time, mm-hmm. now 11, to a bookstore. We love going to the bookstores. All of them.
Good.
Bodacious.
Yeah.
We love all
of
them.
That was my favorite as a kid.
She reads nonstop. She's gone through like 5 books a day. She loves it.
Your kids are so great.
She brought a book home. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was by a very famous author who I even read growing up. Mm-hmm. Well, now times have shifted. She's reading the book. She comes into my room and says, "Mom, I cannot read this book anymore." And I said, "Okay, why?" And she had the pages folded. And she said, "I thought it would only happen once." Well, in the book, it talks about how boys want to think about, again, I said to turn off this if you have small ears in your car. I like to do that to protect young children.
Right.
So go ahead and do that right now. But in the book, it said the boys just like to think about girls naked. This book was geared towards 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. So prepubescent children. And my child, who was 10 at the time, brought it to me and said, "I cannot read this book." Now, just go ahead and think about that. If a 10-year-old morally says, "This does not make me feel comfortable," right? Then what does that say? That type of content, why is it even in a book? Why even add it in? But that might not be the best thing to have on the shelf of...
Kids are going through puberty, though.
Right. But I don't think that it's still necessary for it to be gauged at 9, 10 years old.
In the fifth grade, I had to watch a film strip. Do you know what that is?
You just said film strip. As soon as you said it, you realized what you said.
No, right. No. But about like the life cycle library stuff. But I can see. Are we talking about the author that, like, certainly not a Miss J. Bloom?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. It was Judy Bloom.
Oh my gosh.
I know, and I was shocked too, because that's why I chose that book, is because
it's Judy Bloom, it's Judy Sally Bloom. J. Friedman, yes. Blubber. Yeah.
And I read all of those books growing up and never had any issues.
No, I did too, because they talked about, but yeah, I guess, no, I can hear you. That's crazy, Jenna.
Well, now they're trying to get, they want AP psychology back on student schedules after making a last minute decision to remove it under the guidance of the Florida Department of Education. I mean, there are several things a part of the story, and we're going to unfold more later on. But Bobby, your thoughts?
Yeah. I go with what you mentioned before, which is I don't understand why they don't just have a list of like, oh, this book's like, I would just start with the premise of pretty much every book's okay,
yes.
Except we know that there's these books that are already not that. And then if you read a Judy Bloom book that you're like, whoa, we didn't expect this in here, there should be some sort of board or something. You could just go there and then they can put out like a monthly or quarterly release of like, here's some new books that you don't need to be having in your classroom.
Right.
It's just simple like that. Instead of just going, we need to get every book reviewed, how about let's just, like, when a book doesn't pass the standards, it gets put on some sort of do not carry list that in the schools, in the public schools, for certain age groups, because this Judy Blume book's going to be fine for older kids, but not for little kids, right. You know? And
she
like
did
this,
have so. Older books looking back, because I remember, because yeah. Deanie kind of threw me, and
that's
it was,
true.
Yeah, which, I mean, God, I'm old.
But,
but I was like, wow. Yeah, but you're right. There were some parts. Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it just opens up doors. And for when I
right
think
when
about
you're not
it,
ready
it
to talk
up,
to your kids about that
yeah,
stuff,
and
right?
it opens that up doors. Sense, those yeah. kids go, wait a second, I don't think about girls naked. What would girls look like naked?
Yeah,
like,
and all of a sudden they're thinking,
oh,
like,
I've
a girl
seen my
like
sister
naked?
Naked. Do I think about it? Opens yeah. doors for Satan to do the worst work.
Yeah,
I really believe it, and it messes with kids, and they're seeing more and more that kids are looking at, again, please turn off your radio if you're listening with small children, but they're looking at pornography younger and younger, and they are literally, there are studies upon studies upon studies that show that men, especially, who look at it at a younger age, or and sure. women too, that their brain
say, not just
is
men.
Undeveloping yeah. and actually breaking certain parts in their brain that might never heal because of it.
Yeah, I mean, just
no, you're right.
Billie Eilish just, like
oh,
a
yeah,
year or two ago
that.
Came out
it was
and
a
said
year ago, yeah.
yeah she was like so I've been getting help because I was exposed to pornography at a very young age
I read that and yeah and that's why like, she was dressing like I don't want anybody looking at my body and I get that yeah
yeah, yeah and yeah, so she was dealing with stuff and she'd been having sex at a young age and as she says she was having probably unhealthy sex let's just put it that way
Billie Eilish was she doesn't even I didn't think she was old enough to
Exactly.
Not that you have a
exactly.
Yeah.
But she explains that the reason why that happened was because she was exposed to pornography at a young age, and she
yep.
she thought what she was seeing in pornography was the way relationships were supposed to be. Between
what yeah. you do when you're sexualized yeah. at a young age.
Yeah.
yeah
so
sure.
it's not just
oh, it's
not
so
just boys.
Yeah.
It can
I know
affect
it's more than
that. Girls
it's
as well.
Just,
it's
not just boys. Yes, I shouldn't say that.
And so obviously that affects long-term relationships and all
well,
kinds
that
of
that just brought
things,
us down so. A rabbit trail, which, you know, yeah. kind of bring it back in. We need Escambia County to, one, appoint a superintendent that's going to be healthy for our schools. The school. Oh,
yeah, we don't even have a superintendent
board,
right now.
No, yeah. and it's the school year has begun. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I
yeah, Tim Smith, right.
We need to go back to, which I don't understand why I ever changed the we should be voting in our own superintendent, and we need to get on the same page.
You are suggesting taking the power away from the school board?
Okay.
How dare you?
A really bit much.
Hey, Pirate Bobby's back.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get an update from David Wayne over
Smith.
In the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
That's right.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 when Dr. Stevenson from Pensacola State College will be talking about fall registration and all the degrees Pensacola State College has to offer. Learn about scholarships, financial aid, grants, and how you can graduate loan-free. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Not have cameras in studio here. This would be the end.
Nicole just told that story on the air in real life.
Yeah. And if we had cameras in studio during the commercial breaks, very good. Did you hear Jenna? That was Jenna. That wasn't the song.
Do it again.
Do it again. Do it. Do it.
I'm like that kid in Shrek. Do the thing again, Daddy. Do that thing.
Jenna. The way to watch the sunrise. Look at that.
Oh yeah, it looks good out there. Sun's coming up.
Yeah, I got a window nearby. Take a look.
79 degrees here.
Wait, hold on.
Fireball.
Fireball. Just kidding.
Let's do it. Let's go over to David Wayne over in the newsroom. David, what's up?
Federal prosecutors seeking 27 to 33 years in prison in the cases of the four Proud Boys that were found guilty of seditious conspiracy. The four men were convicted in May. Prosecutors say their sentences should, quote, be noted by those who would foment such political violence in the future. Here's one for the side hustlers. Third-party sellers on Amazon that are shipping their own packages will have to pay an additional fee soon. Starting October 1st, members of Amazon's Seller Fulfilled Prime program, boy, say that one three times fast.
Nope.
They will have to pay the company a 2% fee for every product they sell if they don't pay Amazon for their fulfillment services. Oh. And an IRS agent has died after being shot during a training exercise in Arizona. Officials say that happened yesterday at a gun range, which is part of the city's federal correction institution. Several outlets reporting that the agent was accidentally shot by another IRS agent.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my, what the heck?
So, wow.
That's bizarre.
That is bizarre. Like, you don't hear about.
No. Yeah, that's a very bizarre situation. That's a little questionable. I'm not gonna lie. That's like the Alec Baldwin thing type of questionable.
Yeah, which apparently Alec Baldwin's back.
Yeah,
they're gonna have another.
I don't know who's bringing him back to court, but did you see that?
Oh, the Alec Baldwin thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they're bringing him back to court now.
Yeah, well, they just released a report a couple days ago. They had a whole detailed report to say. The trigger was pulled. I mean, you'd think just about anybody would have known that right
Wait,
off
that's
the bat.
What
well,
the
his argument
was
he didn't even pull the trigger. It just went off. It's
right.
Like, yeah, guns don't go off by
they
themselves.
They don't do that, right.
But sure, Mr.
Oh, that was the gun law people. Get out of here. Whatever. Yes.
Exactly.
Now I'm catching up. I'm sorry. Boop, boop, boop. Fireball.
Exactly. There's a town in Texas named Canadian. So its citizens are called Canadians.
Oh.
Even though it's in Texas. There's about 2,500 people there. And the closing scene with Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway was filmed in Canadian, Texas.
Oh, it was?
That's so random. Yeah.
Wow.
Ross, not to be confused with Bobby Rossi, made 1,143 paintings
made that connection.
During his career in PBS. The majority of them are stored at headquarters of Bob Ross's Inc. in Virginia. His business partner says they don't have any plans to sell any of the 1,143 paintings because that wasn't really Bob's thing.
So what are they going to do? Just keep them in storage?
Just keep them
in
storage.
Happy little trees.
Yeah. And Roger Moore retired from being James Bond at 58 years old because, quote, the leading ladies were young enough to be my granddaughter, and it becomes disgusting.
Oh, ew.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.